How does it feel to be at Lollapalooza?
Feels great. Feels hot.
Yep.
But I'm excited. This is like my first or second festival in the United States, so it's pretty exciting.
What was your first one?
I think the first one was actually like not long ago. It was at Napa.
Oh, nice.
Napa Bottle Rock, yeah.
Awesome. Well, welcome to Chicago, if you've never been. It's an awesome place. You picked a really hot weekend to be here. It's gross out, but... how do you choose your set list for a festival like Lollapalooza? Are there any songs you're particularly excited to perform live?
Yeah, so for this one, I just chose the ones, I think, in my discography that sort of fit a live music vibe better. So that doesn't necessarily mean, like, the ones that I've streamed the most, but I think the ones that just sound full... and I think I'm most excited to play some of the unreleased stuff, which is like very, I think it's different from the stuff I've made in the past. It's more like, it's more of what I want to be making, and I'm really excited to play those songs.
Awesome. So yeah, I want to talk about your latest single, Ghost, and your album announcement. So what was the process behind writing that song? What are you excited about for the album? Anything you have to say about it?
Yeah, I mean, Ghost is actually one of my favorite songs I've made, just because it's like, I don't know how to describe it, it's like the most songy song that I've made, I think.
Okay.
It just has a lot of different like moments, and it's like, it flows into different parts, like the beginning is very slow, and then it goes to a fast pace, and then it goes to like, sort of slow, laid back, groovy again.
Yep.
And I think overall, I'm really excited about the album. It's like, it's my last project as Boy With You. It also has No Ukulele in it.
Okay.
Which is, scary, but very exciting, I think.
Yeah. Branching out. That's fun. So yeah, I want to ask you, how did you come up with the name for Boy With You? And what was the inspiration and the story behind the name and how you formed the band?
It's gonna sound crazy.
I'm ready.
But I was a boy and I had a ukulele. Mind blown.
Wow. And,
it was pretty much it. I just want to keep it simple. Yeah. Boy with uke. It used to be boy with a uke, but I don't think that flowed as well.
So. Just cut it short.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are some of your musical influences and how do they shape your unique sound?
I mean, I have a lot. I really enjoyed 21 Pilots growing up.
Yeah.
Dominic Fike, Milky Chance, Still Woozy, Clara, a little bit of Joji, just like indie bedroom pop music. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Also, Lolcat Doma, which is like
oh my gosh, I love them.
Yeah.
Russian.
Grungy, yeah.
I, do you know any Russian?
I know Privyet.
Yep.
And Sukhavliya.
My mom is from Russia, so whenever I listen to it, I make her translate the whole song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she can do it, and I'm like, okay.
Are the lyrics like...
The one of the songs, their like biggest song, it's just like talking about like furniture in their house.
Oh.
And like, it's so bizarre. It's so bizarre. It's
That's
not like, I know, it doesn't sound like it. And then he's like, I have a couch and a chair, and you used to sit in the chair. Now it's just my chair. Like, okay. Let's see. Your music blends various genres, so how would you describe your sound, and how do you manage to maintain a cohesive identity while experimenting with different styles?
There's a big bug right there.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I don't know. I think the closest thing would be, like, bedroom alt-pop. But I think it's sort of drifting more into, especially with the new album, more into bedroom rock, alt rock, rocky or rock, I think.
Yeah,
honestly, I don't know. I'm really bad at the genres.
I mean, there's so many, like, the umbrella is huge these days. There's so many little ones underneath it. Where do you draw inspiration from when writing your songs? Are there any particular themes or messages you like to explore in your music?
A lot of it just comes from, I think, personal experiences or, like, whatever sounds like a song, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't really think too deeply about it, but I do think that the songwriting on the new project was really, I think, influenced by I gotta keep it PG. Life-changing things.
Okay. Got it. Understood. What does your creative process look like? Do you start with lyrics, melody, or does it vary from song to song? How do you go about that?
It varies from song to song, but I think for the most part it starts from the like a chord progression or the production side, instrumental side of things, and then the lyrics just kind of fit on top.
Awesome. And then I have two just general questions. Do you have any advice for any younger artists?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's not that deep. You just do what you want to do, experiment, and I guess if you are going to pursue music or anything in this industry, you got to do it for yourself first. That's the most important thing. Make sure you love it.
Awesome. And then last question, can you describe your road to Lollapalooza? Not like your literal path, but how did you get here? Were there any challenges, any things you want to highlight?
I don't know. Like, honestly, it's kind of surreal to be here. Like, there's a million different things that it could have been why I'm here today. I think it's the support of maybe my little brother.
Yeah.
He's got me through a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because of him.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I don't have any more questions. Is there anything else you want to add?
That bug's still there and it has not moved.
Should I kill it?
Don't kill a bug.
Okay, I won't. Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's all I have.